Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about who does the narcissist target? So many people want to know, did they target me or was it random or something like that? Well, it really depends on the narcissist that you're dealing with. If you're on a dating app, there's a lot of narcissists that know specifically who they're targeting. For instance, a lot of narcissists that are looking for some kind of financial supply or something like that, they're going to target somebody who's older, a retired person, a divorcee, a widow or widower. And why is that? Because they know at that stage in their life, they have assets. Maybe they have a nice house. Maybe they have a nice job. So when you get hit on the dating apps by somebody, you know, you're an older person, you get hit on by somebody very young, a lot of times they're targeting you because they're after some kind of financial supply that you have. Now, that's not always the case. The other case is they may be targeting you because they're not looking to get married. They feel like also older people are more desperate. So they feel they can manipulate them because they're more desperate to find love because their selection of people out there is not so great. So all they have to do is love bomb them, and they know that there's no strings attached. A lot of the older people, you know, they've been married, they've had kids, or they, you know, they're not looking to have kids. So that might be another reason why the narcissist targets somebody older as well, that there's no strings attached, all right? The other thing too is a lot of older narcissists target the young. And why is that? Because they may be looking for sex, they have access to all these younger people, and now, you know, they reach out to them and everything like that because they're looking to, you know, have fun and have sex with them, and they search them out on the dating apps, they search them out on the inbox and everything like that. But there's a lot of debate as far as who does the narcissist target. Are they targeting you because, you know, they go after, you know, highly successful people and everything like that? The narcissist is going to target somebody that has something that they want, okay? It's not necessarily that, you know, they want to be you or something like that, because I hear that a lot. A lot of people say, oh, well, they targeted this person because, you know, they want to be you or they want to break you down or something like that. Narcissists are opportunist users that want something, okay? So I always tell people this. When you meet somebody and they're hitting you with that love bombing and you're not sure whether this person is real or whether you're dealing with a narcissist, look at where they are in life. Do they have their own place? Do they live on their own? Or are they living with their parents? Or, you know, they're living with somebody because they can't support somebody and they're looking at you as a place to move in, okay? You've got so many narcissists out there, real, you know, losers that are trying to find a place to live and they're trying to live off you. So they figure, you know what, I'm going to hit you with the love bombing so that I can get into your place and I don't have to pay rent or give you very little money or whatever. The other thing too is you have narcissists that want to move to your city. So when you meet these people that are out of state or other countries or something like that, what's the first thing that they're going to say? They're going to say, oh, I'd love to visit you. Now, they don't know anything about you, but they'd love to visit you. And why is that? So that they could see your city and try to come into your place and love bomb you and get their feet wet in your city, okay? Maybe they come from a small town in USA, or maybe they come from, you know, a third world country, and they want to come to your city because it is the land of opportunity. Land of opportunity, not only for money, but also because they're looking for fun. They're looking for sex from a lot of different people. Maybe they ran their course wherever they were, and now, you know, the pickings, they ran through everybody that's local in their area. And what does a narcissist do? They love to branch out. A narcissist is always seeking something new, exciting. They're thrill seekers. So they may target you Because maybe you live in a major city. You're in New York, you're in Chicago, you're in LA, you're in Miami, you're in Atlanta, and they want to come there, okay? So that's why I tell you, look at where they are. Look at how they're living. Look at their financial situation. Are they stable? Have they held a job for a certain amount of period or not really? Okay, that tells you a lot. Are you dealing with a stable person and you're the better of the pickings? All right, when you deal with a narcissist, the first thing that you've got to figure out is, what do I have that they want? And when you don't have anything that could benefit the narcissist, in other words, you're not so much higher financially than them, you're on the same level or you're beneath where they stand financially, you could pretty much, you know, figure out that, okay, they're not with me for money, okay? The other thing you have to ask yourself is, what's the other thing? Are they with me for sex or are they with me just for ego boosting? And the way you're going to know the ego boosting is the breadcrumbing, okay? Narcissists that just want to use you for ego boost will breadcrumb you. They'll give you a little bit. They'll text you in the morning. They'll text you in the morning and they'll say something like, good morning, beautiful. Good morning, handsome. And then you don't get much more from them, okay? They're not looking to get into in-depth, deep conversations. Everything with that type of narcissist, the breadcrumbing narcissist, is on the surface, okay? They don't ask you too many questions about yourself. And why is that? Because they don't care, okay? They don't care. And that's how you're going to know. If this person is not asking you, you know, detailed questions about yourself, how many siblings you have, where you went to school, what are you studying, you know, how'd you get involved in that career, what are your plans in the future with your career, do you have children? You have so many narcissists that are on the dating apps that don't even ask these questions. All they say is, how's your day going? Okay, they don't know anything about you. They don't know if you're married, were married. They don't know if you have kids. They don't know what you do for a living. They don't know how long you've been single. They know nothing about you. And their conversation is always on the surface. It's always like, hope you have a good day. Or how was your weekend? Or, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, watch TV tonight. I'm going to watch the game tonight. Or I'm going to do this. But never... they're not getting to know you. This is the bottom line. Their conversation is like having conversation with a stranger. It's not progressing. And that's how you know you're dealing with a zero. Because somebody that is interested in, you know, moving forward in a relationship, they're going to want to know who you are, okay? They're going to want to know where you've been. What do you do? They're going to try to, you know, size you up and see what kind of person you are. But a narcissistic person that's just looking to string you along, you know, just to have somebody to talk to, or they're looking for sex from you eventually, you know, they're going to make on the surface conversation. So if you see by the third, you know, conversation with this person that they are not asking you anything, you are dealing with a selfish person that is going to waste your time. Delete and block them because they will string you along for weeks, months, and you're not going anywhere with this person. They're going to take your time from doing other things that you could do for yourself, like working on your house, doing your laundry, working on your career, spending time with your friends and family. And you're going to be sitting there making this idle conversation with the zero narcissist that is not looking to progress in a relationship. The other thing I want to tell you is look at where they are in life. Are they 46 years old, still living at home and never got married? Ding, 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 red flag. This is somebody who doesn't want responsibility. They haven't accomplished anything. And if by the time they get to the age of, let's say, their mid-40s or after 40, and they don't have any kind of stability, you know that you're dealing with a flake, okay? Now, the thing is, you know, people say, well, sometimes people have hardships in life. And yeah, people have hardships in life, but not 40 years of hardship. Okay, that there's no excuse. By a certain point, there should be some kind of stability, either where they live or their work history. Okay, they should not be still living off their parents at that age, unless they're a very lazy person or they don't want responsibility or they're not looking for something serious. So why are you going to waste your time with something like that? You're not going to go anywhere with that person. You may have a little fun with them, but you're dealing with somebody that shows no stability and they're not going to be stable with you. What they'll do is they'll move in with you for a year, they'll get tired of you, and then they'll run back to mommy and daddy's house. You don't want to deal with that, okay? You're dealing with a loser, okay? And then people want to know, oh, why didn't it work out? Because you picked a loser, okay? You got to look at this person's situation. You want people that that know how to progress in their life. Because if they don't progress in their lives, they're not going to progress with you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So getting back to the point of, you know, who does a narcissist target? A narcissist is going to target somebody according to what supply they're after. Now, narcissists may have different supply for different things that they're after. They may seek certain supply for sex. In other words, they're going to seek the younger people looking for sex because they know they're not established. They're not going to be able to get them to invest in a business with them because they're still young. So they're going to use them for sex, and they're going to have supply that's older that they're going to use for money, okay? Narcissists could have multiple supply all over the place, and they use different people for different benefits. Remember, a narcissist never just deals with one, okay? They always have many options. They will never get stuck alone by themselves with nothing going on. They're always, you know, searching for something. They're searching for that high. A narcissist always wants that high. But the other thing too is a narcissist is going to take the path of least resistance. Who's going to be easy to seduce? Who's going to be easy to manipulate? And a narcissist is going to test you to see how desperate you are. Now, how do they do that? They're going to show you a lot of attention in the beginning, but what's going to happen is they're going to pull back a little bit. And if you start seeking out the narcissist now you start calling them a lot, you start texting them a lot, you feel more comfortable, you feel more relaxed, your guard is down. That narcissist is going to know that they've got you. The more attention you show that narcissist, the more that narcissist knows they've got you, and the more that narcissist is going to step back from you and be working on other supplies because they know they got you already in their pocket, and they're going to keep you around and use you for whatever they want to use you. Now, remember this. When a narcissist targets somebody, they also target people for ego, and this is what a lot of people miss. They'll say, well, if they don't really want anything with me, if they don't want a relationship, why do they keep calling me? They're calling you because it's an ego trip. They like to know you're there. You're backup number 3, 4, 5 that they can hit up when their first choices don't work out, okay? So if they're not making you a priority or they're not consistent after 3 months, because we know they're going to be consistent the first 3 months, they're trying to break you down, they're breaking your wall. But after the third month and later, if they're not consistent, you know you're dealing with a fake one, okay? The other thing I want to tell you too is if it seems to be too good to be true, that is a red flag, okay? You've got to know the difference between somebody who really likes you and somebody who's over the top, you know, the love bombing narcissist that's going to call you baby on the first day, okay? Somebody calls you baby on the first day, that's a red flag. You're dealing with a love bomber, okay? Because if they're calling you baby, they're calling 10 other people baby. So remember this, you guys, when you're trying to figure out, you know, why the narcissist targeted you, take a look at them, take a deep look at them, look at their lives, look at where they are in life, Look at where they were when you met them and look at where you were and where you met them. Did you own a house and they didn't have a house and they wanted to just come out and camp to your house? Okay. They liked feeling like they had the little bed and breakfast to come to your house. Is that why they were with you? Did they, you know, target you because, you know, they know you have a 401k or they mentioned business to you and they wanted to start a business with you? Did they target you because you always called them back or you stayed on the phone with them for hours and you were flattering their ego? And the other thing, too, I want to bring up is you've got a lot of narcissists that are looking for a therapist or a mother, okay? A lot of them, you know, they'll call you up and they'll start talking about like, oh, my boss did this and I don't know what to do about this. And, you know, this is going on with my friend and I don't know if I should quit my job. And it's not that they're interested in you and getting to know you because they're talking about themselves the whole time, but they're looking for a therapist. They're looking for an ear to chew. They're looking for somebody to coddle them and give them advice or to be there. They're looking for that comfort support system from you, but yet they're not looking for anything else from you. They're wasting your time. They're using you to have somebody to talk to. And you've got these kind of narcissists that target people that just like, narcissists like to chit chat, okay? They got a lot of time on their hands, all right? This is the problem with the narcissist. They love to waste time. They could sit there and be on a dating app for hours, you know, whereas if they put all that energy into that, into a work or a business, they'd be very successful if they weren't so lazy. But narcissists are lazy. They want what's easy. They take the path of least resistance. So instead of working for something, they rather mooch off you or look for a come up or look for a free sex or something like that, or easy sex rather. They rather do that than try to get to know somebody or anything like that. So the only way you're going to know why the narcissist targeted you is to really look at where they are and see, are they a loser and they saw you as a good thing? Or were they with you because, you know, they're so much older and you're younger and they were trying to get sex off you? You know, were they with you because they like the fact that, you know, they have somebody they can call from work when they're bored at their job? Okay. So narcissist, like I said, narcissists, depending on who they are, because each narcissist is different, will target people for different things, okay? They're going to have different people that they use for different things, all right? And that's how you're going to know what they're targeting you for. So I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.